of course, the Quran was a big guiding factor in my life. The first time I read the Quran, obviously you start crying. So as I'm reading the Quran, I'm counting the pages, how many pages left. And the closer I got to finishing the Quran, the more sadness I felt, because it's going to finish.
Yeah.
So when I hear kun fayakun, it makes me go mad. For 2 years, I go to bed, akh, isma'a. كون فيكون
سنتين سبحان نعم. الله
كون فيكون
تردد هذه الآية
كون فيكون
الله
كون فيكون يعني يعني قوة الله يعني القوي.
اللهم ثبتهم على الإيمان وارزقهم أعلى الجنان كما رزقتهم هداية القرآن بالقرآن اهتديت
بالقرآن اهتديت في رحبه الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتاي أسلمت روحي للإله نور الحنايا والطلوع لله أعلنت الرجوع آياته تغدو شموع ويفيض في قلبي سنا
نور الحنايا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Ramiz Ibrahim on the lakes of, where are we? In East London, Whips Cross. I'm from a Turkish background, Turkish Cypriot. My parents are from Cyprus. They came here in the 60s.
Ramiz من لندن. هداه الله بآية تدلل على قوته سبحانه وتعالى وقدرته المطلقة في الخلق. رجع إلى الله وسلك طريق النور مع كتاب الله.
What else can I say? I mean, when I was 18, I went to Turkey for 4 to 5 weeks, and my uncle there, he taught me Al-Fatiha, Ikhlas, and I went to Jumu'ah with him, but not praying 5 times, just Jumu'ah in Turkey. He taught me, he went to Istanbul, he showed me the Hagia Sophia, all the masajid there. I came back. And that was it. No more Islam, yani no more prayer, nothing, Jumu'ah, until 27, 28 years old.
لم يكن رامز يعرف شيئا عن الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا إذا أنه أخطأ فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى سوف يعذبه. عاش رامز حياة بعيدة عن الإسلام. أول مرة سمع فيها رامز القرآن كان عندما زار عمه في تركيا.
I made decision that by the time I'm 30 years old, I'm going to change my life. But I didn't know about Islam. Not I'm going to find Islam or I'm going to look into the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Just I'm going to change my life. How? Allahu a'lam.
Allahu a'lam.
So I wanted to travel. I'm looking for something here. You know, I'm going mad. I need to find something. I went to Cyprus. I came back, went to America. That's where I found yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I was 29, going on 30.
فسافر في يوم من الأيام إلى أمريكا هربا من كل معارفه. يريد أن يعيش لوحده لأنه يشعر بأن شيئا كان ينقصه. لم يجد الإطمئنان والسعادة. في ليلة من الليالي في أمريكا انطرح بين يدي ربه.
At night time, I would wash, I would sit, and I would talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I know you exist. I know you exist. But you have to show me the way. Yani, I can see with it, but I can't see with this. This, I need this to open up.
Allah.
So I said, I want to submit now. So when I came back to London, I found a job looking after a boy, young boy in a wheelchair. He's a Jewish boy, a Yahud. I took him to school, Jews free school, and I heard the rabbi talk about there is only one God. So I said, this is true.
Allah.
There's only one God. This is the Rabbi Yehud saying there's only one God. I said, it's true. This is what I'm looking for. I wanted the truth, one God. When I started reading the Quran, there was a masjid opposite my father's shop. For 15 years, I didn't enter that shop. I didn't go to the masjid. But when I started the calling and how I felt, I read the Quran, and I just started to pray. There's always a push and pull situation because the shaitan is whispering all the time, what you're doing here, this is an Asian masjid, and you're a white man, they're going to look at you funny, etc., etc. But my other side, the Iman, they said, no, this is the Bayt Allah.
Half Iman, half shaitan.
Yeah. And this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't belong to the people, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you feel comfortable and you pray. And alhamdulillah, I just continued this way. And you kept sakina here.
Yeah.
Every kullu masalika sakina, it's different.
حياتك مختلفة أخي رامز مع كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى. وأثر الآيات على قلبك كثير. حتى هداك الله سبحانه وتعالى بهذا القرآن العظيم وهذا النور المبين. هناك آيات غيرت حياتك. وآيات استوقفت رامز. وآيات أثرت على قلب رامز. ما هي هذه الآيات؟
آيات في السورة آل عمران. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقته من تراب ثم قال الله كن فيكون.
إنما مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون.
So when I hear كن فيكون, that it makes me go mad. For 2 years, I go to bed. أخ اسمع كن فيكون.
سنتين سبحان الله.
كن فيكون. كن فيكون. كن فيكون. قوة الله. القوي. It took a long time for me to understand this. Not because I don't understand Deen. Not because I had problem with yaqeen. لا, I had yaqeen. But to absorb the power, kun fayakun. Be and it is. Not I try, or mistake, mushkil, no. Try again, no. First time, kun fayakun. يعني سبحان الله.
تكلم عن آية كن فيكون, إن مثل عيسى عنده, وهو يتكلم عن عظمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. تذكرت مثل العظيم في سورة الحج, الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه قال ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز.
سبحان الله.
إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. الله سبحانه وتعالى يبين في هذه الآية أنه إذا أراد شيئاً يقول له كن مرة واحدة فيكون, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يمانعه أحد ولا يعصي أمره أحد, فهو الواحد القهار ذو القوة والجبروت, لا إله إلا الله ولا رب سواه.
بالقرآن اهتدي في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتيت أسلمت روحي للإله نور الحنايا وطلوع لله أعلنت الرجوع آياته تغدو شموع ويفيض في قلبي سنا.
Happiness is only when your heart accepts the submission to your creator. It's okay to say, I'm a Muslim, my deen is al-Islam. But if instead of saying Muslim, I am a submitter, I've submitted to the will of the creator, the one who created everything. There's him and there's everything else.
تعلمت من رامز أن تدبر القرآن وفهمه أمر مهم في الدين وليس ثانويا.
بالقرآن برحمه تحلو الحياة.
One of the most important things is to learn the Quran. You know, to someone to sit, to stand in Qiyam and recite Al-Fatiha and not know what he's saying is a big mushkila. And Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنِعَ لِفَشَّهِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. So if a person just does the actions but doesn't understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it's going to be difficult for him to stay away from fahisha wal munkar, etc., etc. So it's vital, not important, it's vital with urgency that anyone, any Muslim, every Muslim must know minimum the tafsir of Al-Fatiha. Quran isn't about wishy-washy stories or, oh, Mash, that was a good, I read that book and put it on the shelf for Ramadan comes and take it off the shelf again and then you read the Quran. You have to see the Quran as your, part of your life on an everyday basis so you can have a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without the Quran and you taking a firm commitment to read the Quran, your life will be, I think, will be half empty. You'll be walking around in circles. For example here, Ramadan, Taraweeh, is full. Jumu'ah is full. But go to Fajr, it's half empty. Ramadan comes, they take the Quran off the shelf, dust, and they become like, alhamdulillah, every year more and more people become more stronger and they stay in Islam, they start praying, they learn the Quran, etc., etc. But the most important thing for a person is to hold the Quran in his heart, learn it, read it, memorize it, internalize it, and practice it. You know, the dua with the action must come together. So those of you who keep saying, I want to read Quran, I want to memorize Quran, I want to learn the Quran, it's not going to happen by talking. It's going to happen by you picking up the Quran, finding someone to teach you, and the result will be fruitful for you, inshallah.
هل القرآن الكريم كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى كان له أثر في هدايتك؟
Of course the Quran was a big guiding factor in my life. The first time I read the Quran, obviously you start crying. So as I'm reading the Quran, I'm counting the pages, how many pages left. And the closer I got to finishing the Quran, the more sadness I felt. Because it's going to finish.
No.
The Quran did played a huge part in my guidance to Islam.
اهتم رامز بالقرآن بوقت متأخر جدا ويقول رامز هذا الكلام وهو متحسر على نفسه مع أنه كان مهتم بالدروس الشرعية ولكنه علم بعد ذلك أن العلم بالقرآن هو الأهم.
My relationship with the Quran when I first started to practice Islam wasn't as good as it should have been. I was busy learning aqidah and fiqh and etc. So I'm learning verses rather than to learn how to read. But nobody actually said to me, go and do tajweed Quran, go and do this, go and do that, you know. So, but it came many years later. So my relationship with the Quran wasn't as good as it should have been from the beginning. If it was, alhamdulillah, I would have been much happier.
ومع العلم أن رامز بدأ اهتمامه بالقرآن وعمره تجاوز 40 سنة.
I went to Egypt in 2008 for a couple of months, just 2 months,
and
to learn to read the Quran. And I was reading it for 3 hours a day, non-stop, 3 hours. At night time, I would lie down to think about the Quran and the pages, the awraq al-Quran, would pass, my eyes like this. So even now, I still can absorb and still memorize a little bit. And it's amazing, the amazing thing about the Quran is the who you are. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم
سبحان من عدت إليه بسطت لنا كلتا يديه ألقيت أوزاري عليه يا ربي فاغفر ما عصاني.
There will come a time in your life where you will have to contemplate on the rest of your life. But one day something will happen and make you think. You may get cancer. You may have a car accident that will leave you, in a situation where you can't walk, maybe not talk, God forbid. Allah give you long life so that you can seek the truth. But one day you're going to contemplate yourself, where is the rest of my life? Where is the rest of my life going? So pick up the Quran, find out for yourselves. Now, all those of you who are saying that, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in a God, that's not a problem, because that's not a problem. But the one that you say you don't believe in believes in you, because you will have to meet him one day and you're going to have accountability to him whether you believe it or not.
اتجه للدعوة وحرص عليها وله العديد من الرحلات التعريفية بالإسلام.
Alhamdulillah, in January I just come back from Malawi, Africa. And we give da'wah there, and over 200 people become Muslim,
alhamdulillah.
To give somebody da'wah and they take the shahada, which was what happened to me, alhamdulillah, in January, I felt more about it than coming here and giving a khutbah here, a lecture here, and teaching here. According to the person's character as well, themselves, it will come out in their da'wah. So it's important to first purify your intention and what you're doing it for, why you're doing it, what you want to gain from it. It's very important to know the nafs.
أعجبتني طريقة رامز في الدعوة وطريقة محاورته لغير المسلمين. للأسف بعض الدعاة إذا أرادوا أن يناقشون غير المسلم يناقشون وكأنه شخص مسلم.
Be sincere to the person. Don't have anything in the heart for the person you're talking to. Now we understand they're non-Muslims, خلاص. But the insan. But don't say Islam is better than Christianity. Islam is good. No. So look, I want to tell you the truth. I ask a few questions. When somebody asks me why I pray, why I wear the lahya, why I fast, I say because your Lord and my Lord told me to. This is my da'wah.
Right.
Or somebody says to me, there's something wrong with the Quran. Most Muslims say, no, they try to defend the Quran. No, there's the Quran.
Allah.
Go and find the problem.
مر رامز بتجربة صعبة مع أصحابه وعلم أن أخوة الدين هي أقوى الروابط والعلاقات في هذه الدنيا.
My friends that I used to have in Jahiliyyah, I no longer see. So Allah has changed friends and family outside of Islam, before Islam, because I realize it now, the friends I had before wasn't really helping me. True friends help each other. But being in a Muslim brotherhood, if I make a phone call, if I need a brother 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, they'll be at my doorstep to help me. And that has happened before, and I'm talking through experience. الحمد لله. عمر الخطاب رضي الله عنه he used to seek sahaba to sit down to increase the iman. You have to do the same. But you can't go to anybody. I only have a few people, maybe two or three, that I can sit with, and my iman will grow. And my yaqeen Allah will grow, my firmament in Allah will grow, and be strong and keep strong. So you have to have the strength in order to find good company to sit with, to give you good iman and good deen and give you yaqeen and make you strong. You have to know which friend it is. People that want to be happy, they're seeking it in wrong ways. Even in Islam, Muslims are seeking happiness wrong way. Don't seek happiness, you seek contentment. You're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, you have a roof over your head, that's it. كان المدى شواه حتى كساه الندى والقلب قد أرضاك يا رب حين اهتدى يا رب حين اهتدى. My wishes and my wants generally is my two daughters to, and all my, if I have more children, become Hafiz Quran.
Ameen.
This is the wish for anyone who loves their children. Anyone loves their children, they must have the best for them.
Naam.
And for them to expand their brain, to make their brain big, and to understand dunya,
Naam.
They must understand Quran.
بإذن الله تعالى موقع نون سيشارك في تحقيق هذه الأمنية. تابعوا هذه الأمنية على موقعنا. أسير بدرب قرآني فيشرق صبح برحاني أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني أسير بدرب قرآني ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي ولما تهت ثم أتيت لدرب كلام رب البيت وجدت النور والسلوى مع القرآن اهتديت مع القرآن اهتديت فيشرق صبح والحاني أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني أسير بدرب القرآن.